Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
7:15 on SENSA Breakfast, going for a top of 23 degrees today. We'd love to know if the earthquake affected you this morning, especially in the hills. Send us a text 0427 154 166. Our good stuff in a moment. You can get to the good stuff. 13:27:27. Mark Bickley, a couple of texts very quickly. This is from Rocco. Hey, Barry, who should replace Jordan Butts this week? The Bombers don't have a massive forward line. Perfect match for Dan Curtin to make his debut.
That's assuming Jordan Butts' hamstring is no good. He did come off, got it sort of manipulated, then went back on, finished the game off. Just had a look at the stats. I didn't actually see the game, but Dan Curtin had 20 disposals. The other person, of course, is James Borlase, who has been in and out of the side already this year. He had about a dozen disposals. So both guys played in defence. It's whether they think that Dan Curtin is ready or not.
Daniel says, my breakdown is Port selection. I think we can't be playing Dixon in the ruck this year if we're going to get him through the season and have him fit for finals. He's important for us. It's either Sweet or Finlayson. That's from Daniel. Jordan Sweet for the Magpies was outstanding again, Bix. So although their opponent wasn't that great, Jordan Sweet ended up with 2 goals. He had 37 hitouts, 7 clearances. I mean, he's doing everything he can to put his hand up.
It is. And it's interesting to see with Charlie Dixon, they don't want to risk him in the ruck. So in the end, Ollie Wines ends up doing some ruck work. Now, you can get away with that at a whim, you know, for one game in the middle of the game and oppositions maybe aren't planning for it. But when I don't think you can use that as an ongoing scenario.
Is this the game then? Because Port Adelaide's playing Collingwood, so you got Mason Cox and I'm assuming Darcy Cameron. Mm. So then perhaps this is the week that Jordan Sweet plays.
Mm. Well, you have to come up with some sort of plan. I just don't think you can go in, because if Ollie Wines is rucking and you know that there's a chance that Ollie Wines is going to be rucking, if I'm Collingwood, I've got a plan. If you see Wines in, I'm just going to try and thump it 30 metres in one direction. I'm going to get it on the outside and have players running onto it. When it's in game and you're surprised by it and maybe you didn't expect it, it's hard to do things on the fly. But if you've actually exposed that now, I just think it's a bit more difficult.
Let's do the good stuff. If you are moving house, use the team that's easy and affordable. Budget car and truck rental, 13:27:27. What do you got, Bix?
I've just got a little bit of audio that I want you to play, and then I want to talk about it afterwards. It's when Port Adelaide, the final siren, when they won.
So Marshall's going to end up with a footy.
Played on now, the umpire.
And the gallant last few minutes have got him in front. They'll get the win. There's the siren. Yeah. Port Adelaide in a thriller. Heartbreak for the Dockers. Port Adelaide go to 4-1. Fremantle 3-2. The game and everything. It was a game of moments. And the big moments right at the end were won by the Power.
Now, I'm trying to listen to the great David Wildey do the commentary, and all I can hear in the background is some buffhead on the microphone going ape droppings. Well, that sounded a lot like you. You just lost your you know what, did you?
Well, I did, and this is the problem, Bix, because I walk from the visitors' race at the southeast corner of Adelaide Oval onto the ground when I'm saying that, and I don't take a breath, and then I get really lightheaded, and I feel like I'm going to Tom Liberatore out there. And ultimately, so I'm saying Power, and then I'm like, I might pass out here. So it's, at least we know the PA works.
You might black out.
That's good, isn't it? Okay, so my nomination for the good stuff is, if you have a look at our socials right now at 1629 SENSA, I was notified on the weekend to a social media post in a Facebook group called Henley Senior Football Club Squad 2024. Mm-hmm. And the fans at the Henley Sharks not just were sitting in the back of a tray, and it looks like, of course, a Mitsubishi Triton from Wavell and Southern Mitsubishi, but there's a big sign that says, I love Mark Bickley.
Did you
create this?
No, I don't know what this is. You sent that to me.
This got sent to me.
No.
The Henley Sharks have an I love Mark Bickley sign. So if it's not there, it's at the Woodville Bunnings.
This is where you're setting this up.
I promise you, I am not setting this up. Someone sent me that, and I've just gone,
oh, unbelievable.
So you're saying you didn't make that?
hand on heart, I did not make that. But you've got a little tribe.
Well, when you sent that to me, I thought that had been some sort of Photoshop arrangement of something.
The caption is, who else loves the Bic?
The Bic. It's a terrible photo of me as well. Anyway.
It's a great photo. Have a look on the socials. It's 21 minutes past 7. We're going to talk about Bailey Smith on SENSA.